Hello, and welcome back to another history podcast. Today, I will be taking you on a journey all the way back to 12th century China during the Song Dynasty. As we peek into a household of three, we see a mother, grandmother, and a young girl. The girl is now six. It is her time to begin the practice her mother and grandmother did when they were her age. Her grandmother calls her in from her playing and into the house, then places her on a small wooden chair. Her mother then begins soaking and massaging her feet in hot water mixed with nuts and herbs. Now her feet are soft from the soaking, and her tissues and bones are soft. Then her grandmother takes clips and clips her toenails and breaks the arch of her feet. The girl screams and begs her grandmother to stop. Her grandmother wishes she could take all the pain away, but she knows this practice will ensure her grandchild a better future. After bending all the toes except the big one under the feet, the grandmother takes a long silk wrap and wraps it around her feet tightly. She sleeps and walks with her feet like this and changes the wraps every 2 days, and this will continue for the rest of her life. You might be wondering, what is this sick and horrible practice called, and why did Chinese women do this? Well, this practice is called foot binding, and I'm going to tell you all about it. Foot binding was the custom of applying tight binding to the feet of young girls to modify the shape of their feet. The practice originated among upper-class court dancers during the 10th century in China, and gradually became popular among the elite during the Song Dynasty. Foot binding eventually spread to most social classes by the Qing Dynasty, and the practice finally came to an end in the early 20th century. Bound feet at one time were considered a status symbol as well as a mark of beauty. Yet foot binding was a very painful practice and limited the mobility of women, resulting in a lifelong disabilities for most of its subjects. And women did this because women with small feet in China were deemed beautiful and could marry better if they had lotus feet. And there are still some Chinese women alive today that have and show these lotus feet.